Cole dropped the whole album?
What? Yeah. Fuck this Boondock shit.
Well, hello, potty mouth.
All right, so we was in the studio. We just about to do our Boondocks reaction. You can check out that on our Patreon, patreon.com/pottymouth. And then we got news that J. Cole dropped the whole album, 12 songs called My Delete Later. Mm-hmm. He's been doing this whole series called My Delete Later.
Yes, on YouTube.
On YouTube, but he finally gave us a song. And then I read the timeline. Mm-hmm. The timeline is saying that he is sending shots at Kendrick on a new record called 7 Minute Drill. This be stupid.
Yeah. Oh my God.
This be stupid.
Yeah. I'm out for blood on this.
This be, yeah. Okay. Okay. Don't tell me your second shit put me to sleep.
But they gassed it.
They gassed it. Talk to him, Cole. Talk to him. If he wasn't dissing, we wouldn't be discussing him.
Damn.
Let's go.
He averaged one hot verse every 30 months or something.
Yo, get him the fuck out. Yes. God. Yo, get this bum nigga out of here, yo.
We talking about hip hop.
Yo, I'm tired of this.
Hip hop.
Cole, this is what I needed. That's what I'm talking about. Cole, this is what I needed.
Get in the field, fuck nigga. Get in the field.
Let's keep going. Let's go.
I'm so happy.
Humble.
And a hook?
Don't give me a hook with a diss record. Then he dissing me with his stitches.
No.
Let's go. B switch, conductor B. Yeah, no, we in.
Yeah,
we in.
Yes, sir.
Fuck, nigga.
He definitely, because yo, if I'm Cole, it's like, dog, you ain't in the field enough.
I will
four
say,
albums in 12 years, you ain't in the field enough.
I can divide
here. Okay, so
tell me.
Immediately, I see Cole saying what probably every rapper has thought about Kendrick since he's been since his career has been what it is.
It's not enough features.
Fuck
it's not
all
enough
that.
Albums. It's not enough verses.
Yo, Cole is saying what we all think besides you dicky and ass Kendrick fans.
Yeah.
You don't get to come outside and dictate culture.
Yes.
Facts.
You're not around enough.
Yes.
You got one hot verse every 30 months, 4 albums in 12 years. You do not run shit.
Yeah.
You do not get to come outside and dictate culture. I'm happy he said it. Because when I said it in a video on our clip channel, they killed me.
Yeah, but we need somebody. That's what I, but this is
but
what
he
I'm
is
saying.
But he is
saying the same thing.
What Cole, like, said, Cole said, yo, if he wasn't dissing, we wouldn't be discussing.
We wouldn't be discussing. Yeah. And we do at some point, especially with someone like a Cole, it brings us up, your relevancy is a lot of times built on controversy.
Controversy.
When it comes to you and other rappers, it's built on controversy.
Bro, he said controversy in white institutions.
Which, by the way, me and Four, we have a podcast.
All them white boys listening to that shit.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't bumping that shit.
For so long, I've been trying to tell y'all, Kendrick Lamar is not who y'all think he is. Mm-hmm. He's a false prophet. Y'all niggas think this motherfucker is Martin Luther King. His whole shit is built on white institutions, the Grammys, the Pulitzer Prize winners, white guilt. That's what his whole shit is built on. We not jacking none of that in hip hop. Since when was ever any of that hip hop?
Kendrick is Kendrick, but like niggas ain't really going to that.
But this is what I'm saying. This is why the thing I like the most about this track, I just gotta say, is like he's just stating the obvious something that for whatever reason nobody has done up until now.
And he said this is a warning shot because I feel like he could go way crazier.
No, that's what. But this is what I'm saying. This is why I like it, because it's like, yo, fuck all this pretending that we're doing with Kendrick. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna say the thing that we're all thinking.
Yes,
right. And that alone is a diss. Like a lot of this was just facts.
All of it was just him just saying what you and I, the internet,
the common man. Thinking.
Yes,
the big three. At least him and Drake have had this conversation before. Come on, dog.
Nigga, the lower tier Big Sean, Wale done had these talks.
Yeah.
Meek on the phone, like, yo, did he fucking me? But that nigga ain't like, you know what I mean? Everybody's had these conversations.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's like, yo, why the fuck Kendrick keep doing this where he pops out every 30 months, like he says, right. And this is everybody. Everybody eats it up.
It's
and
not
then
enough
we,
features.
Like,
it's
well,
not,
what's
like,
going
not,
on?
You're not in the field enough. You and Baby Keem ain't scaring nobody neither.
No, it's wild. I will say this. He had the second half of the song, the beat switch.
Yeah,
it stopped being less erect. It became more like him just rapping.
Yeah,
which is fine.
But it's like
there's still lines, but it's less lines than the first.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like first part, it was getting into his ass. Second half, it felt more like, and I'm gonna rap better than you.
Yeah.
Like second half was like, fuck the dissing. I'm just gonna rap good over like the kind of shit that like hip hop purists talk about is like rap. You know what I mean?
By the way, I'm here to start a pot, as my brother said.
Okay, yes, let's go.
Kendrick, you three, don't talk. You don't come out enough.
No, yeah.
You don't, especially after this performance from Cole.
Or show up.
No, even if you show up. I'll be honest, this performance from Cole just like, it made me realize like, why the fuck was we ever rated him?
Mm.
You.
This is what a good diss does.
But this is what somebody like.
Yeah, I'm my fault. Prisoner of the moment. I apologize.
No. I'm saying like that's why.
I'm a prisoner of the moment.
Kendrick was chasing moments. Cole is doing it just in a more hip hop way.
Cole ain't chasing the moment. Cole's responded to the moment that you chased.
That is
by
true.
The way, when I was for weeks I was on the internet saying that Kendrick Lamar is a clout chaser. Yeah. When I said that, y'all was telling me he don't need to chase clout. He got a Pulitzer Prize. He got a Grammy.
Yeah, he addresses it all here.
That nigga don't got the respect the way y'all think he do.
No.
The same way he's like money, power, respect, the last one is better. Niggas don't respect your pen the way you think you do.
Not anymore.
They don't.
Maybe a decade ago.
These are definitely conversations that I could see Drake and Cole in the room. It's like, yo, dog, I'm doing this every year. Like, at some point,
everybody
we doing this every year. How is the conversation anything different than us two?
It's not.
You
listen,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That. Wow. This. I'm not gonna lie. I need to see how Kendrick fans defend this one.
His back's on the ropes.
Yeah. I mean, he's. I mean,
this shit's so new. The lyrics ain't the update on Genius yet. I keep refreshing.
Play it again.
Nah. Let's go.
Let's go through some of the lyrics that we have right now.
Okay.
These are probably the most potent. This is so far.
So he starts off with, it's a hook, which I like when, the front of the first few bars become the hook.
I do like that, yeah.
That's my sauce.
Yes, and I will say, hearing the beat and delivery Immediately what I hear is somebody's been hanging out with Lil Yachty. Feels a lot of very concrete
that beat, I feel
even
that.
The way he was flowing, like there was a part in there where he started doing that flow.
I can feel that.
And obviously Yachty and J. Cole just did a song. J. Cole was on his podcast. Mm-hmm. Yachty's in Drake's camp. Like they hang out all the time.
I got you.
Like I wouldn't be surprised if Cole's that. Yo, what's gonna get me like hot in the streets? And this is a good beat for that. This is kind of like that Detroit-ish like beat that he went on. And he did it. By the way, usually I critique Cole because he does this every time he drops it. Like, he wants to get on the new sound.
Yeah.
This is the best he sound on, like, yes, a new sound.
Because I also agree that I hate when really good rappers get on trap beats because it never sounds the way you think it's going to sound like. Because then you hate, a real rapper rip on that. But it's like, that don't... Cole, he floated on this.
He floated, and he didn't overdo it. Got his disses across. This one, this is good for a diss song because it's like, I don't got to rap all crazy. That's why I got the conductor beat for it. Here, I'm just going to say, just diss you.
So let's read what we have so far.
Yeah.
Light work, like it's PWC. I don't know what that means. What the fuck is PWC?
Predominantly white institution.
PWC. It's PWC. I know what PWC is. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under the seat. I got a phone call. They say somebody dissing. You want some attention? That shit come with extensions. My dog, like, say the word. He on bullshit. He inching. Don't put in so much work in these streets. He got a pension. I told him, chill out. How I look having henchmen? If the shots get to popping, I'm the one doing clinching. Okay. I came up in a ville, so I'm good with the tension.
Okay.
He's still doing shows, but he fell off like the Simpsons. Facts.
Damn.
Come on.
He did just go on a tour. Fuck.
Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic.
Damn.
Your second shit put niggas asleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, but that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, but now I just hit mine. Hey. I like that talk.
Cause it's just addressing it.
Like
you talking this, fuck the big three, it's just big me, dog. You're delusional.
Yeah,
you're delusional.
Yeah.
Like you ain't been around enough to dictate anything we got going. Yo, second shit they said was a classic. I'm snoring behind that.
Facts.
I'm cool off all that. I'm cool. Your third shit was massive. And that was your prom. But I'm here now. I was trailing, but now I'm in mine. Now fuck, I'm nigga. In mine.
Which is, by all means, true.
Listen, Cole Bean is...
If you look at the timeline of it, that's the truth. Because around that time,
he was
that's when he started to go... But that's when Cole started to heat up.
Yeah.
After Damn, Cole started heating up. It was...
he did the feature run.
Run, all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that last shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, listen, all I'm...
7 minute drill.
7 minute drill.
What do that mean?
I was about to look it up. That must mean something in this.
Yeah,
one. That's
army. It's an army. It's an army thing.
Okay.
I typed the 7 minute drill. And it's an army.
Yeah, well, listen, we're recording this right after this drop, yeah, so this is before people do like their dissecting, where like, right, yo, this shit actually means 10 different meanings.
Yes,
and this shit means that, and that means this, the lyrics ain't even finished updating.
No, they keep adding more contributors to get the lyrics done.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was 12 at first.
They call niggas like, yo, we need to assemble like Voltron.
Yo, we gotta figure out what the fuck he's saying. Look, it was 27 on this. I impressed this one. This one's 29. They keep adding more niggas.
They calling niggas. Wake up, cold drop.
Let me. Oh, here. No, this isn't it. I'm trying to find the lyrics, but whatever. So, right now, as of this very moment, I think that Kendrick back against the wall right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you why. It's also like the rumors that he has the contingency plan, and
you shoot him like he Batman.
Yeah, but no. It's because people are saying that he has tracks ready to go.
Yeah,
they're also saying that Drake has tracks ready to go.
Mm.
A lot of people are on the side of Kendrick needs to drop again.
Yeah,
like you jumped out on future shit, but that wasn't really enough to.
That
draw
wasn't a
out.
Diss.
The clear number one has always been Drake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here, and I am battle tested.
Mm-hmm.
I do not move on your time. drop the other song. Mm-hmm. So now you got to drop another song against Drake, and Cole responds to you. Dog, we not really. Yo, you're debatable. That's all he said is you're debatable. You have to really look at the landscape. You got 4 albums every 12 years.
Yeah. No, bro, the idea of Cole, but this is why I like him saying this, because there's always been things to attack Kendrick for. Mm-hmm. So when Kendrick dissed Drake and J. Cole,
right,
people kind of lost their minds. They were like, nobody stopped to think, wait, what could they say back to him?
Because no one has said anything back
to him. That's what I'm saying. But this is why this song is so important, because it is somebody finally saying something.
He destroyed the facade. And that's what this is.
Yes.
We are looking at, because the thing is, Kendrick was running around because of how the lack of proper responses to Control, with, you know what I'm saying? It was
plot armor, dog. He was running around plot armor.
He was running around with the king's clothes, and it took for somebody to say, yo, this nigga's he's naked, he's vulnerable. You know what I'm saying?
Because I know that story. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just a bunch of people, because nobody of status ever addressed him or said anything. The rest of the world pretended that he was draped out in the, you know what I'm saying?
The boogeyman narrative. He was
the boogeyman narrative. But the nigga has been naked this whole entire time.
Yes.
He's not battle tested.
He's never been this ironclad opponent that internet rap nerds and Joe Budden has made him seem to be.
Right.
He's never been that. He's always been a guy with clear holes inside of his game that can be exploited by a good rapper. And Cole is one of the best ever and just showed us.
Right. You
know, I like Cole's approach, number one. I think, look, can we talk
Cole's
about...
Cole's approach is really light jabs.
We can talk about Cole's angle real fast.
Let's, let's talk about that. Because
Cole's angle was, I'm going to tell the truth about you.
Right.
You you are looking for a moment, and that's cute, but let's tell the truth about who you are. Mm-hmm. You are a man who've been propped up by white America and white establishments. Hip-hop don't really jack that. That's number one. Number two, you talk like you this guy, but you are not around enough to be the guy.
Right.
You're not. Thirdly, I rap better than you. All that fast rap shit don't do nothing when I'm making clear and direct bars that people understand.
Right.
And when you break it down like that, that's an ironclad strategy to attack a man who holds thing is, wow, but we're voices.
I agree. Oh, and fourth of all, he said some of those albums suck.
Which is
like, come on, man.
Your music,
if you only
don't
have
bump.
4 albums in 12 years, two of them can suck.
Right.
We talk about this in the car today.
Keep it a beat.
He do got 2 misses.
He does.
And that's what I'm saying. Someone like a Cole addressing that makes the rest of the world be like, damn, no pun intended. Yeah. I thought y'all respected these. Mm. Now I'm finding out y'all don't.
No, we all,
it's always been white people. Yeah,
it's
always been white people that are like that.
I feel so validated.
It's only white people and me that liked that last one for sure.
I liked it. It was just like, you know what I mean?
It was too dense of music. This is the problem.
That's not what hip-hop.
It didn't feed me. It didn't feed the streets.
No.
Niggas ain't playing that shit outside.
Jacob's pointed that out.
I like, you know, remember when, y'all remember a few years ago when Tyler won a Grammy over, Khaled, right?
Yeah.
And Khaled was like, you know, I don't make that mysterious music. I make music, you know, you hear people playing it outside.
Yes.
In a car. You walk to the barbershop, people playing it.
Yeah.
And then Tyler came back, was like, oh, I'm going to make music people play outside. And
yes.
He did it.
Yeah.
I feel Khaled on that now. Because Kendrick do make that. I ain't never heard nobody play a Kendrick Lamar song outside. I apologize.
It's been a long time.
That last album, never. I didn't hear a record.
I thought you were talking about recently. Because recently, what's the last Kendrick Lamar song?
I'm talking about that last album. That last album came out 2 years ago. What got played outside?
Coming in. Ha, jumping in.
No, that's not even in that album.
That's not an album.
Baby Keem.
Oh, that's a Baby Keem joint?
Yeah, that's a Baby Keem record.
Yeah.
By the way, he only outside when it's Keem.
Yeah.
Range Brothers.
Yeah.
That's it. It's only Keem. Because we like Keem. Keem make accessible music.
He makes fun music.
He makes music that we want to listen to. And by the way, accessible. I hate the term accessible has been a phrase that we use to
dumb down
music. When accessible just mean like this is digestible music. Media in all forms should be digestible. A podcast that isn't digestible is a bad podcast. a movie that isn't digestible is a bad movie. How come you can make a very dense album and people are like, it's great art? No, it's not digestible. This is bad music. Mm. Kendrick Lamar, he's been impervious to all these things, and I'm happy that we're saying it.
No,
I know I sound like a staunch Kendrick hater. I'm not. I respect his pen, but people talk about him like he is a god.
Right.
Yes.
He's revered.
And I'm glad that Cole did this. By the way, I found the definition of the 7-minute drill.
What is it?
So in the J. Cole subreddit, mm-hmm. somebody posted 2 years ago, by the way.
Mm.
I saw that. Yeah, you should have clicked it because you could go down a rabbit hole. It says
interview on Boar Center.
Yeah, in his newest documentary for the offseason, Cole mentions the 7-minute drill early in the conversation with 21 Savage. Does anybody know what that is? It leads to somebody in the comments sends a link to a Genius article where that's just J. Cole's way to rap better. So this is what he says. Cole said J. Cole would assign exercises to sharpen his writing skills, starting with warm-up drills. Practice consisted of writing drills. He was giving me tips to stay sharp. He was telling me to start off by writing anything to get the brain flowing, and it didn't have to rhyme. That helped more than I thought it would. Then he was like, take 10 minutes and rhyme with it one phrase, like cut the grass. Do 16 bars with just that. Then do another 10 minutes, try to write a 16 to somebody's beat in their style. Like, basically just writing exercises.
This nigga's a motherfucking villain.
Can I be honest with you? I do this.
Yeah.
This stuff that I do.
I mean, you should do writing exercises.
This stuff that I do.
Having it.
I didn't know he had a name for it.
Yeah, he had a name for it. And that means it's more methodical.
Yeah.
Whereas like it might be something we do unconsciously, but he's narrowed it down to a science.
Yeah, I this is really because like when he's the write anything, the cut the grass thing around that, that's how I got. I'm sorry to talk about myself right now. I made music for people who's just finding this. It's like I got songs like Totem Pole where I'm just rhyming. Mm. Told him the totem pole was raking me. I'm picking words and just like, let me just rhyme these words.
Do that. Yeah.
And then like the part of like find somebody's style. That's how I made like this, like the all the Yachty stuff. Right. So I'm like, oh, how do I sound like? Okay, this is the sound. So I didn't realize like that was
that he called it that.
So stop playing with Cole, by the way.
Moving forward now.
We have more lyrics.
It has been updated. Okay, good.
It has 34 contributors now.
No,
the number keep going up.
That's what I appreciate about Genius real quick.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the lyrics right. That's why it's taking so long. Yes. They're like, yo, we need 10 people to triple check that this is the right lyric.
Yes.
Right, the words mean something right now.
More than ever.
That's my problem now. He said, now I'm in front of line with the comfortable lead. How ironic now that I got it, he wants something with me. Mm. Well, he called me at the perfect time. Jump and see. Boy, I got here off bars, not no controversy. Mm-hmm. The funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, gonna crack his ain't never did shit for me. Mm. Ho. Sluts took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one.
Okay.
The rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland.
Okay.
You mean let's stop.
You talking about Kendrick and Future right there.
Sluts took my nigga soul. He was cheating on tour. Drugs took Future soul.
Cause he just did an album about cheating on his bitch.
And
Future on, you know what I'm saying? Kids on drugs.
Okay, here's what's interesting about these Kings two lines drugs. Specifically.
Mm-hmm.
This is prime Cole. Of being like, let me make a lesson out of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's, I know this is all rap beef, y'all, but it's like, yo, this shit's going on in the streets is wild, man. You know, people are cheating and doing drugs. This is always what Cole has been known for.
He's
so
a
it's
gentleman.
Funny.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's a gentleman diss.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is pretty gentleman.
That's why I'm pointing out Cole's always, that's why I've always a bit struggled to see Cole dissing anybody. Because for the majority of his career, he's done shit like that where like he may try to make a bigger point.
Bigger point.
But he's still dissing on this. So I like that he's doing both still.
Right.
I appreciate that. But that is what immediately, because J. Cole likes to, you know, broaden the scope, multiple perspectives.
My brother said, fuck the Grammys. Them crackers ain't done none for me.
Yeah.
I love that line.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
I love it because people on the internet has been trying to prop up Kendrick's 17 Grammys. Like, yo, look.
Specifically with the last album.
Come on.
That's how people have defended the last one. Like, yo, he just... By the way, we'll get to it. It goes as another line. But he addresses two things that people have been saying on the internet about Kendrick to defend the, Mr. Morale. Mm. He had a concert to tour the album. And so he was outside, quote unquote. Mm. And he won a Grammy. So it was like, oh, yeah, the album did matter. So here he's saying, it's a Grammys, dog.
It's the Grammys.
That shit don't matter. And I maybe we already said it or it was coming before, but like, yo, the shows, we'll get to it.
He averaging one hot verse every 30 months or something.
That's such a like, great.
You're not outside.
That's an amazing way to put that, by the way.
Succinct. Because it's straight to the point.
So straight to the point.
Fuck all that Pet Cemeteries. You average one hot verse every 30 months, nigga.
That's good maths.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Come on.
That's good maths. A year and a half, I think.
These niggas are, cause I'm okay with these dons. He gonna see Pet Cemeteries. You average one hot verse every 30 months. I see how Drake lost against Pusha T now. I get it. Wait, cause Pusha T had bars just like, you are hiding a child.
Right, like that cut.
It just cut through.
Yeah, I'm saying the thing. I'm laying it online.
And I did the math, 2.5 years.
Come on. One hot verse every 2.5 years.
That don't sound as hard if you say that way.
No.
You gotta say 30 months.
Every 30 months. 2.5 years seem longer.
It does.
30 months. Yeah, that's the funny part. Right.
30 months sound like you actively doing something. But if I tell you I took 2.5 years off, it's like you're not, you ain't doing nothing.
Yo, I ain't fucking 30 months.
That's, by the way, that's good math. That's good math. These two lines back to back.
Right.
He averaged one hot verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, we wouldn't be discussing. Back to back?
I mean, listen, guys, can we admit that Kendrick was clout chasing a little bit now? Yeah. Now that your favorite, one of your favorite rappers, because by the way, Kendrick and Cole share a lot of the same
audience. They do.
So
a lot
this
of
is
fake,
why
woke,
this is interesting.
Religiously educated black millennials.
Yes. So I think Cole saying this specifically is going to make a lot of Kendrick's fans be like, wait, hold on a second.
We have to think about our goal. Because yes. if we're being honest, he has like that. He's done it before.
Yes.
It was Control.
Yeah.
Control 2.0 is the only difference is there was less people for him to call out this time. Mm-hmm. There was just less people. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I mean,
well, this is the first time somebody made him really stand on it at this point, where it's like, these are the three. So this is one of the three that is, yo, you got to stand on these bars.
I'm not gonna lie. As we continue, we'll keep reading more lyrics, but I do think the biggest mistake Kendrick did was including Cole, because even though Kendrick was just looking for a moment, and including Cole made it a bigger moment.
I don't think he was looking for.
Yes, he was.
I think it was calculated.
No, but why would it? Well, Cole did.
Why?
What Cole did?
What he said earlier, you rich and mad in the other song.
So that was clout chasing.
I don't know. I think it's just
Can't be calculated. You can't be calculated and be rich and mad.
Here's what I'll say. Well, true.
You can be mad and calculated.
Nobody's calculated when they're
mad. No, because then you're right, because you're acting out of emotion.
Yeah, acting out of emotion.
I will say, no, but my thing, though, is like, and I don't necessarily, I'm not saying moment in a negative way, even though Cole and a lot of people are now will see it that way.
Yeah.
I'm saying in that Kendrick knows how to get a moment just in general.
Mm.
Like, but his whole career has been like moments. He's able to like encapsulate, make things way bigger than they are.
That's
right?
Why he only dropped four albums in 12 years
because he wants.
He's looking for a moment.
He wants to make it the grandest thing possible.
He's moment guy.
So because it would have the verse. Can we talk about this?
Go ahead.
Would the verse like that would have been as big if he didn't if he didn't include Cole?
No. No.
That doesn't include Cole.
Yeah. No.
Would it have been as big?
No, that song is not the hit it became. That album doesn't sell 200,000 to 300,000, I think it sold.
250.
It don't sell to 250. Like, none of those things happen if he doesn't mention Cole or just this period.
No, I mean Cole, like, okay.
If it's just a Drake.
The sales thing, I think it's a lot of it is Drake, but I'm just saying, adding Cole to added a whole different dimension. Like, when we heard it, we were like, what the fuck? Why is Cole getting this?
I think the Cole aspect made it like this weird thing. It made it like, to me, seem more clout chasey. because I got the Drake portion of it.
Right. Well, right.
He and Drake have been doing this weird back and forth for a decade now.
Fighting for number one, like between them.
So like that makes sense, but the Cole aspect of it is like Cole has never really, you and Cole have were this, rumored to have an album my whole life.
A collab
album,
yeah.
This is what I've been thinking. Because Cole's, the way the stance he took with this, to me, almost feels like, in Cole's mind, I'm number one.
Yeah, well, for
Cole believes you're number one.
Yeah.
As he should, though.
But I could also believe that Cole might feel like I was the primary diss.
No.
That's interesting. I mean, I'm not going to lie, that might be an interesting point.
Number two DM in my bitch. That's cool. I don't ask why. This might be a thing that they that he knows that he looks at Drake as number two. You know what I'm saying? And that diss, because most of the bars.
Wait, talking about, wait. Where are you going?
I think you're trying to say that.
I'm saying that I think maybe we read the thing wrong, and maybe it was all the bars that were disses that we took as Drake disses were mostly references to the first person shooter song.
Number two key demo, bitch. What that mean though?
Remember this was a thing when Baby Keem said that shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to connect.
Well, because I and thought number were, two. Yeah, go ahead.
People were making the illusion that the number two was Drake.
Yes.
And that Drake, you know, Drake, the stigma with Drake is that he'd be fucking with people's girls.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm saying like if between these three people, we know that Cole, Kendrick looks at Cole as number one. I dropped this diss. I'm actually dissing Cole. And Drake is the secondary in this diss, is what I'm saying.
Well,
am I tripping in that?
Yeah, off. There's no way Kendrick thinks Cole is number one.
I'm shooting all the theories out.
I hear you. I just don't think it's possible.
Yeah,
You
think Kendrick is fighting with Cole for
first,
number one?
And then Drake. Maybe
So Kendrick would think he's three?
Huh?
Yeah, and that way he would think he's three. Yeah. No, Kendrick thinks he's number one. All of these people think they're number one.
Yeah.
Like in their mind. So, but I agree. Let's go back to your original point, though.
I'm trying to work it out.
No, I agree.
That's how I let you finish the ID. That's why I was like, hold on, let me give me.
But I like your original point of Cole taking it probably way more personal than Drake did.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the sense.
Yeah.
For sure.
I
think he took it more personal only because I don't think Cole thinks number one, yes. For sure. Every rapper thinks they're number one. Right. I think Cole's more upset that I'm just an aside.
Yes,
I'm the fries.
You made me a casualty.
Yeah, I'm the fries to this beef burger that is Drake.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't make me fries.
Yeah.
Don't make me fries, my nigga.
That is crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
No, if I'm cold, that's crazy.
I'm main course cold.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
That's good. Yeah.
I think that's more of the issue than anything.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Let's keep reading these lyrics.
Let me see. We got.
Sluts took my soul. We the rap beef ain't been.
We got okay. Lord, don't make me have to smoke a nigga because I fuck with him. Mm-hmm. But push come to shove on his mic, I will humble him.
Great line, by the way.
Come on,
yeah, great line.
I will Nino with this thing, this that new Jack's.
Jack City mean.
Swing, I think it's. He said Mino is Nino, and they got fixed.
I'm this New Jack City swing.
Nino with the he said meme because the meme is the Nino Brown when he put, about to am I my brother's keeper.
Okay, oh,
because he called him G Money.
Okay, I got that. Yeah. Okay, my fault. Yeah, I'm aiming at G Money, crying tears before I bust at him.
So that's a complete bar, and then it goes back into the chorus. Like, yeah. Let's update Genius to see if like.
Well, let's see how many. Last time we had 34 contributors, and we got now 58.
Yeah. 58.
And they added parts, by the way.
Part one and part two. Yo, this is the best part of this is us looking at the contributors update live and then lyrics
update
live.
Yeah, in real time. So he comes back to the chorus.
The chorus is.
We read the chorus.
Yeah. And then part two.
This let's see the other bars in here.
I got mixed feelings by these rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap killer. 2-6 and we don't at niggas. We get at niggas. I shoot a nigga lights out. Yeah, my dog stack fillers. Stack stuff. It's a triple-double. Get your black ass duffed. Body bag.
I'm telling you, he's just getting into his rap bag.
Yeah.
He's getting into his rap bag in here.
Cold world, you ain't strapped for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretch if I feel disrespected. Your arms might be too short to box with God.
I like that.
Because he's tiny man.
And also the CM Punk line.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
Who live his life without the pressure of a constant facade? I pray for peace, but if a nigga want to cease these positive vibes, I got a Falcon 9 out my pocket. Bitch, this Rocky gonna fly.
Okay.
Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger of a toxic reply. I'm hesitant. I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real. That shit feel like swatting a fly. 4 hours and 12 years, niggas, I can divide. Shit.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he said it again.
Yeah.
Yo, he loved that line.
He's like, this nigga's lost his mind. You gotta be fucking shitting me.
Yo, you can't come outside as little as you do and think you gonna talk to me this way.
That's nuts. That's so funny.
Okay. 4 hours and 12 years, nigga, I can divide. Shit. If this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pitties in my home. Aim the chrome at your eyelids. Flies pebbles at your dome. We the stone temple pilots. I like that scheme.
Okay,
this is merely a warning shot to bat niggas down.
Mm.
Back in town where they whipping work and trafficking pounds. My jack pumping by the rapper making blasphemous sound. Switch sides like the tassel on a cap and gown. I'm fully loaded, nigga. I can drop 2 classes right now.
Crazy.
That was crazy.
Crazy.
Now he's.
That was crazy.
No, he got into his bag. Yo, he went fucking crazy.
It's different.
That was crazy. Because if you.
We just reading it, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. Will you just go battle rap vibe? Like, just giving battle rap vibes with the same bars. Niggas is like, damn.
Like, he's.
We talking to him.
Yeah.
We just reading it, dog. By the way, this is me reading it, not knowing it. Imagine, like, we.
Yeah, imagine.
Just reading the bars, right? That's crazy.
Like, he.
Read that again, bro. That shit was crazy.
Listen, man, Kendrick, you on the clock now. Two weeks ago, we were saying Kendrick and, Cole and Drake was on the clock. Kendrick, you on the clock now.
Kendrick is absolutely on the clock.
Because you started all this.
Yes!
Yeah. You started all this, and now you got a reply. You can't go hide now.
And you can't make it about Drake, by the way.
No.
Which is like, now he's really in a corner.
He's
but
fucked.
This is what I'm saying. This is what he should have, because he was chasing a moment, he name dropped Cole.
I think that's what he said, though.
No, but
he don't want it.
He might want it wrong. Yeah, like he might not want it, but I think he wanted.
Yeah.
Bro, when he dissed everybody, he knew that like there was going to be consequences. But what I mean is, he's in a corner in terms of like, okay, well, now I got to get ready for Cole. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think, like we heard, there's a diss track against Drake.
Yeah.
We didn't hear there was a diss track against Cole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, now you got to get ready. Mm-hmm. Now you, listen, if you do it in a day, props, but it feels like, I don't know, that feels like a miscalculation for him to include Cole, I'm telling you. I think it was dumb. He was looking for a moment. It backfired on him. Now you're on your fucking heels. Now you got to go crazy, not mention Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Your main op, who clearly you'll be beefing with.
The biggest bloody.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The biggest bloody.
The guy you've been beefing with forever. And Cole, now you got to aim your sights at him. This is going to be bad for Kendrick, bro. Because
the more
I think about it, the more it's like Cole has the advantage here.
Mm-hmm.
He really does. Like, think about it. Like, because Cole wants it more. Cole's been around. Like, Cole's been wanting it for the last 3 years.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'll say this right now. I think random NBA player Terrence Martin.
Terrence Mann?
Terrence Martin. Terrence Martin. Terrence?
Oh, wait, is that a basketball player?
No, Terrence Martin. Terrence Martin might be,
I think he's an artist.
He just tweeted soft-ass raps.
By the way, he's a West Coast artist, by the way.
And Punch also just tweeted, LOL.
Mm. Oh.
So.
All right, okay.
They're not respecting it,
but.
A bitch sucking dick.
Okay, well,
randomly in the middle of the crazy.
Job. I'm trying.
That was the T.O.?
That's a T.O.
Okay, question. Okay, well, since that's being brought up, because I don't know what the timeline is saying, but that gives me a slight hint as to what the narrative is going to be on the internet.
Yeah.
Are these soft raps?
No.
Let's establish that right now. Are these soft raps?
I don't think that these are soft raps because I feel like this is equal level with what Kendrick did.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's equal, but slightly more aggressive and slightly more pointed.
Yes.
My biggest problem with Kendrick was he wasn't as pointed. It wasn't poignant and it wasn't pointed. This is very poignant and pointed. Yes. So if anything, it's equal level of like, it's soft taps. Soft taps in the sense of, these ain't hard disses.
Yeah, this is not me. Like,
but I'm
really
talking directly to you, though, fucking.
Exactly, exactly.
But I hope Cole knows that if I'm Kendrick, and also, I'm 1,000% respond to this because it's not that crazy.
But also, Cole said this is a warning shot.
Before, yeah. And by the way, he put him in the corner also because in that line he says warning shot, a warning shot, so you back down. If I'm a rapper, don't tell me to back down.
Yeah.
Now you're putting me in a corner where like, oh, if I don't respond, I'm backing down.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, yes. That's what I'm saying. It was like, Kendrick, I don't think Kendrick cannot ignore this song. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You could call it soft raps, punchkin tweet, LOL. This is not something you can't ignore.
Hey, Kendrick, you can't fall on the sword of competition. Mm. You can't fall on that sword, my nigga. You started this.
You did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, this is your doing, bro. You started all of this.
This ain't control. This ain't a decade ago no more, dog. Mm-hmm. You gotta respond.
You gotta get in the field.
And niggas is responding.
Hey, you've been scared to get in the field, and that's the facts. Kendrick's been scared to be in the field.
One hot verse every 30 months.
By the way, that's how you know it's a good diss. It's quotables.
It's quotables. Yeah.
Bro, 4 years, 4 hours and 12 months, I can divide. Like,
I can divide.
You said it. You are hiding a child.
Yes.
Some stuff just stick with you. Stick with you. Yeah.
I get it. I get why Drake lost now. Duppy's a better song, for sure. But Push It, just
wasn't
said
dissing,
stuff.
We wouldn't be discussing them.
Like, if
he gets a lot of these, by the way. We only heard it once and just read the lyrics.
That's it.
And immediately stuck in my head.
They're
Yeah. Kendrick, you got your own.
He said,
the clock.
I fuck with him.
And he said, yo, it's my brother. Yeah. I don't want to do this.
Why he jump out the window again, all crazy, the like way, I wouldn't give him a noogie?
This is the Cole thing. I'm telling you. Cole loves to, like, yo, I don't really want to succumb to my darker my darker side.
You mean like, yo, this is what like the white man wanted to do.
Yeah, see, yeah, this is Cole Steve's. Man,
I'm gonna keep it a beam, man. Yeah. I said it on the last time we discussed the diss. I really don't want no smoke with a nigga that, you know what I'm saying, God cried when he was born.
Yeah. And he got some of that shit off here, by the way. He said eyelids in this verse.
Yeah.
I know we're like giving him props. I got two negatives.
What?
One, he said eyelids.
Why you can't say eyelids?
Why you can't say eyelids?
Because in the scheme, it's like, it gets too rappity rap. It's the same.
I put pictures in my home and chrome at your eyelids.
Chrome at your eyelids is crazy.
That's cranium.
Cranium. Okay.
Rushing to your cranium. Like,
yeah, that is.
That's. I just want to point that out.
That's the same thing.
It's the only thing I'm pointing out. It's what it is. And the other thing I will say is that Kendrick wants to get disrespectful, which we're being like, Kendrick, you're being forced to. But let's say he indulges. Kendrick can go back at him. Let's use the same mentality. This is the same mentality I was using with
jump out crazy on him.
With Kendrick, with like, we were all just talking about like, yo, Kendrick's him. Mm. Like, let's think about what could they say about him. Let's do that with Cole now, or at least I want to do that because like, you already said you're just now reaching your prime.
Yeah.
Like he admitted, there's some lines to attack here where like, he admitted that he was third when Damn came out. Like, basically, admitted. Hey, he has songs that he talked about. Like, yo, they threw the bronze at me. Cole has been sulking about being third for, like, good 4 years.
Oh, yeah. It's material there.
So Kendrick can go at that. I just want to make it known if Kendrick gets in the field, which is what we want to see.
Yeah.
Those are the only things I would like to just say against Cole right now. But overall, Cole's keeping his summer hot, which I love. It was quieting down. Metro had to call an album, We Still Don't Trust You. So like to keep the
why
fucking,
do you hate that?
Because he's just looking for whatever. This we're not talking about Metro, but wow.
Okay. The first album was good though. I seen you didn't like it.
I didn't love it.
His joints on there.
That's my problem though. It's like four or five joints for me.
It's Metro. Mm.
What that
whatever.
Mean?
I'm just saying. Cole, thank you for dropping a diss track. We needed this. It was starting to look crazy. It was slowing down in the streets. Mm-hmm. People were starting to get over it. Now we're right back.
Yeah.
And Kendrick got to the weekend. Like, can we say that? Like, what's the day you're giving Kendrick?
I think he drops tonight. Friday night.
I think
that's his best thing.
He has to drop
Friday night.
And you got come.
What the fuck else he doing?
Because now you started this.
You don't got enough verses out, dog.
Yeah, Kendrick, I'm not gonna lie. You gotta respond fast because you got narratives about you now. Yeah.
Same day. Same day delivery with that fucking.
Yeah, you gotta go Amazon because we not waiting 30 months.
Nigga sick.
For my package, nigga. I ain't waiting 30 months for a package.
Nigga sick. Candyman, that nigga sweet.
Mmm.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
That's a good one.
All right, y'all. This is. What a night.
Come on, man.
What a night for hip-hop. Hip-hop, what a night.
We're back!
That's my thing. I'm talking my shit. These are my goats.
Yeah, man.
I don't care who ends up at number one. By the way, fans won.
Yeah.
The fans won.
Me, personally, Kozo would have been third, but I can't say I'm not excited right now.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like, I'm talking like, shit like amazing. I want Kendrick to hear it. Like, yo, they you know what I mean?
Come
like,
on, bro.
Come on, bro. What you going to do?
Also, but it has been pretty obvious. I've been Cole's my least favorite out of the couch because I'm the only one that kept like crumb to your eyelids.
Yeah,
like because that shit. Crumb to your
eyelids wasn't that bad, but it do give crumb to your
eyelids.
Yo,
it do give cranium vibes. It is cranium. It's cranium. Yeah,
bro. But it's like, listen to the words.
Yeah,
crumb to your eyelids.
I put the crumb to.
That's
your
just
eyelids.
Like you wanting to just use words.
Yo, sometimes you gotta put the chrome in the nigga's eyelids, bro. Yeah.
No, it's just I like, know what you're saying. It's so specific, like
but,
putting the chrome to my eyelids but if you, is different. It's
by the
like,
way, the context for that bar is him saying he's putting pictures up in his room.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like you got
yo, I'm just saying.
No, he said that wasn't the context. It was like, I forgot. Hold on,
no, he did say that prior to.
No, he did. He did say put pictures up, but it was like.
Yeah, and then the next bar was like, I'm shooting chrome at your eyelids.
But it was different. It was what he said. Hold on. He said, put pictures up in my home. He said, shit, if you want it, I'm indulging the violence. Put pictures in my home. Put pictures up in my home and a chrome at your eyelids. Sound like target practice.
Yeah,
don't just seem like he put pictures up in the home.
Okay, I see what you're
saying. It's target practice.
That's okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Okay, that's less. All right, all right.
Come on, it's target practice.
No, you're right. You're right. Like, and you're talking about like metaphorically because like I'm a 7 minute drill.
Yeah, come on. Seven minute drill.
That's my target practice.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Y'all tell us what y'all think. I can't wait to hear the comments. This shit coming out 4 a.m., nigga. I'm getting shit done. Yeah. All right, y'all. See you next one. Bye.
Well, hello, potty mouth.